Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 31st, 2022, our last trading day of the month of January. My name is David Clark, and I am one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, we saw many of the indices we follow on this video in positive territory following Friday's action. Although we did see a lot of U.S. equity indices trade lower, and we'll take a look at some of those charts this morning. But leading the way to the upside was the NASDAQ composite, up over 3%, followed by the Russell 1000, just shy of 2.5%. From there, the only thing in negative territory we saw was gold, down 46 basis points. Pretty much everything else, as far as the indices we look at, were in positive territory. Even that iShares US Core Bond ETF was up 7 basis points with Friday's action. As we noted, when we take a look at the charts, in many cases, we saw the charts move lower. Many of the indices move lower before moving higher throughout the afternoon. So they actually printed O's on their current columns. We may see some of these charts reverse back up into column of X's, depending on where the indices open this morning. But for the S&P 500, it's just a continuation. Fell down to 4,300 here, still lies on two consecutive sell signals on its default chart from here. A third would come with a move below 4,220 or 4,220. And then from here, a move above 4,460 would return it to a buy signal at this time. Probably the most notable movement we saw on a chart was the Russell 2000 index, symbol RUT, and that's on that 20 point per box chart, which you can find here under their scales. It actually failed to give a second consecutive sell signal on this long-term 20 point per box chart by, in essence, breaking a spread triple bottom here at 19,020, taking out the support and moving to a new 52-week low at this point, and violating that support that dates back to January of 21. From here, for the Russell 2000 on that 20 point per box chart, it's down in the 1500s where we see some support. And as we noted in I believe a Twitter post and even some throughout the report, we've actually seen the small cap space, primarily through the Russell 2000, move into bear market territories. It's fallen over 20% for the year so far. When we take a look at the gold continuous chart, it was the only thing in negative territory for Friday's action, but that actually returned it to a sell signal, broke a triple bottom here at 1780, took out this bullish support line. Really, this has just been, it's been interesting to see, because we've seen gold do this a couple of times, take out the bullish support line only to have inflation woes come back, give consecutive buy signals, then come back sell signals. So really, it's hard to give any idea or any indication what we're seeing. Generally speaking, you would say the trend continues to be higher as we see this continue to be higher, but it's not been without its head fakes and some consolidation here and there. So gold continues to be a challenge at this point. As we noted, broke a triple bottom, took out the support line here at this time, technically moves back into a negative trend. On the indicator front, the most notable move was the positive trend for the NYSE, symbol carat PTNYSE. It measures the percentage of stocks trading above their bullish support line on their point and figure chart, fell below 48%, moving into bear confirmed status, really for the first time since the chart moved back into bull confirmed status in November of 2020. So at this point, it's been in bull confirmed status for over a year and some change now, has now moved into bear confirmed status with that move below 48%. And it also suggests that now less than half of stocks are trading in overall positive trends. So again, pay attention to those bullish support lines. If you have positions that are violating the trend line, those are ones we look to assess. From there, just a bit of a brief touch on two other indicators. We have the bullish percent for the NYSE falling down to 34%. We did discuss last week it's moving to bear confirmed status. And additionally, we also have the NYSE high low moving down to 14%, which in pretty much all the cases, the indicators, it's the lowest levels we've seen since the 2020 March and April of 2020 timeframe in many cases. So we're seeing some washed out levels on these indicators. Doesn't mean they can't continue to head lower. As we have seen before on the high low, we've seen it fall as low as 2. In the case of other indicators, we've seen them fall into the single digits as well. So we will continue to monitor, see what this week holds in store for us. Just wanted to go over a brief chart review, as well as where the indicators stand as we start the week. As you will notice, you'll want to pay attention to some of those index indicator charts, or index charts, pardon me, for US equities. See if they update where they open. They may reverse back up into a column of X's on their charts. But as always, if you have any questions about the video or a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to call the Torsey Wright analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful week.